Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is the show of the dreams. Information for all.
Yeah. Well, the day before Easter, you know, my goofy butt, you know, went to the store. And, of course, ayo, I bought everything that I needed. And wouldn't you say that's progress? Now, tonight, it's Evolution on Between the Ropes Radio, Saturday night, April 11th, 2020, live. I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury. Now, my live guest, she's back. And damn, last time, she was on the move in the ring, domination. And you know what? She still is. My live guest is here with me, the beautiful Lainey Rosario. Lainey.
Hi, guys.
You are back. What is hey, what's up? How you doing?
I'm doing phenomenal. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great. It's nothing better to have a Saturday night with you on Between the Ropes Radio. It's been a long time. Gosh, what, two years that you've been on, I think?
Yeah, it's been about 2 years, and what a ride in the last 2 years. Oof, we got a lot to talk about.
We got a lot to talk about on Between the Ropes Radio. Lots to talk about. Of course, like you said, this episode is, of course, the evolution of you. And since the last, you know, 2 years that we've talked here on the show, you've been through a lot. And that's what we want to touch up on tonight here on Between the Ropes Radio. I'm sure you've been through a lot in terms of, I guess you could say, transition, I guess the word to put it. So, Miss Lainey, as we always do it on the show, you know, we talk, we interview it up. So this time around, you ready?
I am very ready. Let's do this.
Now, of course, you know, now I'm kind of tooting my own horn on this one, trying to make like I'm all that. Now how does it feel to be back on Between the Ropes Radio? Because I know, you know, you're probably thinking, well, Ty does have the best podcast around. How does it feel to be back?
It feels amazing. We have been talking about redoing this or getting me back on for a while now. So it's finally good that we both have the time to sit down, talk, and yeah, you do have one of the best podcasts out there. And one of my favorites.
Well, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just like, but you know, Miss Lainey, everybody's schedule so crazy. We all know the coronavirus going on. People really, I mean, I think people should have the time that they're sitting in the house to do something, but I mean, I know we still have stuff that we're busy with being inside the house, but I'm glad we finally got the time to really get the show going. Your second time around to do the show.
Yep. I'm so excited, and I can't wait to let everybody know what's been going on in the Lainey Rosario world of life.
Now, Miss Lainey, I definitely want to ask you, since your last appearance on the show, like if you look at what's one thing you've learned about yourself within the world of professional wrestling, though, since last time we've talked?
I've learned a lot about myself since the last time we spoke, and the biggest thing I would say is confidence and finding my voice. Those would be the two things, I think, in the last time, especially within my transition going on in pro wrestling from my life right now, is that I found the person that I am in and out of the ring, so that I'm hoping that translates to everybody else. And it's just being a more confident human being and knowing who you are, so this way everybody else can feel who you are as a person.
And do you think, too, you have to find yourself within wrestling as well as outside of wrestling? Because would they go hand in hand in how you are as a person, personal life and wrestling? Because I'm sure, you know, your personal life can affect wrestling and vice versa.
Oh, 100%. If you're not a happier person outside of wrestling, you know, to some people, they can fake it till you make it. They can put on the persona and be larger than life character no matter what's going on in their personal life. I'm just not that person sometimes. But I'm happy to say that I am that person now, where I am happy outside of wrestling as I am inside of the wrestling industry. I've seen a lot more happiness over the last 2 years, and it was a big, life-changing event that happened for me close to 2 years ago. And this past December, so it was two big major life events that happened that truly made me change my life for the better and be a truly inside and out happier person. And I always say to people that I live with anxiety and depression. I don't suffer from them because I've learned to overcome them and be a truly strong human being and individual.
And Miss Laney, I want to say that I'm really proud of you because, I mean, we keep in touch. We talk on Facebook. We'll throw a message. Hey, Ty, how you doing? Hey, Laney, what's up? You know, all's going good and blah, blah, blah. And I think there are some times that we talk that it seems like to me you were feeling down and out. And I was thinking to myself, like, well, I hope she's doing okay. And now I'm glad that you come back on the show to talk to me as well as everybody listening live and how you're doing. And that's awesome that you're, you know, you've kind of pretty much kicked over the other rock. You found a new rock, and you said you're so happy.
Yeah, and I mean it. And it's from within. It was for me. It wasn't for another person or an interest or, like I said, another human being. I found that within myself, and that's been the most powerful thing that I can tell to anybody. You have to be 100% happy within yourself as a human being before you can be good to another person or before you can be good to the world. And I don't know. I'm feeling on cloud nine, and it feels amazing.
Got the that's like Temptations. Cloud nine. Oh, yeah. Cloud nine. now, Miss Laney, I had to ask you this because when you talked about it on Facebook, I like I said, we've talked about it too, and I definitely have to know about this because the first time you came on the show, it was all about who you are, kicking butt in the ring, Derby doll. Now, I'm thinking about Derby Avenue, and which brings me to ask you of now, what is going on with Derby doll, the in-ring competitor, what's the story that's going on with you in that capacity?
Okay, so Derby doll's still around. She's still a part of me. She will always be a part of me. But I've made a slow but steady transition from being Derby doll, the in-ring kick butt roller derby girl, to an authority figure in the ring, referee Lane Rosario, and I've been loving it because, come on, now We know who I am, and Ty, we've had conversations about this. I'm a very strong and tough girl. Now I get to prove that. Now I get to be an authoritative figure. This is fun for me. I just got to change my voice up a little bit.
And do you think when people – transition happens in anything we do. I mean, you can switch teaching something else from another part. Anything happens within the job, whatever you do, as long as you love it. Do you think some wrestlers – maybe had that hard time with transitioning to being in ring to a referee or backstage? Do you think that's good for some wrestlers or bad, or it's just something that just happens to different individuals?
That's a twofold answer for me. One, at least for me, it was a better transition because I wasn't in the limelight as much, but I still got to be an integral part of the ring and part of the match. So that's why refereeing means so much to me, because I still get to be a part of the match and an important part of the match, but I'm not the main focus or spotlight. And then the other thing is that we as people in the professional wrestling industry should learn every facet to the professional wrestling industry, whether it being referee, timekeeper, manager, valet, working backstage, helping put up the ring. It's learning all of those different facets of the pro wrestling industry that helps you be a more rounded individual when it comes to being an in-ring competitor or a referee, because then you know and you appreciate it more because you see how much work goes into being in this business. And especially for me, I want to learn everything and anything that I can in this business because I love pro wrestling. I can definitely say that with my whole heart, that I want to know everything. I'm like a little baby sponge now. Teach me everything. Show me the ropes. Show me this. Show me how this works. So I think that's the answer for that one would be like that twofold. For me, it was stepping back into a different position that helped me. And then for everybody else, learn as much as you can.
And speaking of which, you had to learn from, you know, going from, and like you always said, you said Derby doll or live forever. And that's what we all know you as. Like I said, the roller skates kicking ass. I'm sure you've hit people with skates when you were Derby doll. But now, like, you are an authority figure and being a referee. Now, when you put on the zebra stripes and being a referee, was that transition easy where there's certain things you had to learn within as far as being a referee, or was that like a quick jump, like, oh, I got it, no problem? But I'm sure there are some things you had to get a grasp on than when you were a wrestler?
It's been I've only been in transition for a few months now, and I've learned so much so far. And it's not an easy transition, but for me, it was learning a whole new world, because I knew how to step into the ring, how to be a competitor, but it's a different world altogether, putting on those stripes. I say I'm like a little baby zebra right now, earning my stripes as I go along, because I'm learning and growing so much every day from being a referee, studying matches. It hasn't been an easy transition for me, but it's been a rewarding transition so far, because I've seen it from other angles now and things that I didn't even realize, and realizing that it's referees do a whole lot more than you ever realized. And it's such a thankless job, but it's something that I've been more than proud of and feels rewarding to learn.
You know, I want to let everybody know listening live, there's nothing wrong with transition, but your boy Ty Asbury wants to tell you, if you have to transition to something, do it for something that is good. You're listening to, of course, the good and the best. And, of course, tonight here on Between Ropes Radio, we are talking about evolution of the one and only, making her return to the show, Miss Lainey Rosario. She is live tonight. And, of course, Miss Lainey, I want to talk to you, of course, that some of your fans hit you up on Instagram, and they reached out to you today knowing you was going to be on the show tonight. And, of course, some of your fans had some questions for you that I want to talk to you about on the show. One fan did say, this name, Crave Leota, I hope I said that right. If not, my apologies. What are you doing to keep sharp for after, you know, the quarantine is over, after this virus, which has kept everybody in the house? What is, like, your answer to that?
For me, it's been stepping up my workouts, doing more conditioning, because referees do a lot of conditioning, a whole mess of burpees, a whole lot of burpees. I've never done this many burpees before in my life. The other thing is there's on Facebook, there is a wrestling referees page and group called Zebra Talk. And every day, basically, they have a Q&A session with different referees, whether they're signed to major companies, independent referees, legendary referees that have been doing this a long time, doing question and answer sessions and giving us some of their, you know, knowledge. And it's been rewarding for me. I have my notebook out every day. I'm taking notes. I'm like, oh, this I didn't know. This I'm new to. Thank you. The cool thing about Zebra Talk, too, if I can go off the rails for a second, is they have a pro wrestling tee store where they have now t-shirts. And what they do with the proceeds of their t-shirts, if everybody wants to go buy them, is they do a portion of that goes to helping referees travel outside of their home region to broaden their horizons and go to different states to learn more, to work other shows. So I think that's fantastic. And then the final piece is I've been tape studying, watching the network, watching my favorite referees on YouTube, and just watching their cadences on things and watching how they do it and seeing that in comparison to matches I did before we went into quarantine to see how I can learn. And also getting feedback on matches I have online, too.
Hey, you know, nothing wrong, hey, looking for stuff online. And, of course, like you said, you have to keep, you know, in quarantine, because God forbid, I mean, you don't get sick or anything. I mean, once this all dies down, you're right back into the thick of things and refereeing. And I know you've been refereeing a really, really cool promotion. I want to talk to you about that too, Miss Lainey, a little bit later on here on Between the Ropes Radio. And of course, Miss Lainey has her fans from Instagram asking questions. Be sure to ask. If you want to ask her some questions here on Between the Ropes Radio, you know the number, 516-666-9868. Now, the other question, Ms. Lainey, that we have is from, we got from, let me read this correctly, Mama Blue. Say, what's up, Mama? What was, I have no idea, but what was your last wrestling event you went to?
Okay, so the last one I actually attended, and this is attending as a fan, but also live studying. For me, I have the luxury of being about 20 minutes away from the performance center. So when they did their last basically live NXT, where they had a crowd in the performance center, I was lucky enough to attend. And I just love attending wrestling live and studying live, and I just love it. And so that was the last one that I went to. I went there and I basically studied some of my favorite referees live, like Ref Drake, Ref Brewer, Tom Caster. Like, I got to study a lot of the people that I look up to in the Performance Center and NXT.
Now I'm sure you went to the NXT event. I'm pretty sure when you have seen the action live right in front of you, how much, like, did it take within you to get up and referee the match right then and there?
Yes, because, or for me, it drives my motivation and saying to myself, this is where I want to be. These are the coworkers that I want to have. These are the matches that I want to be in. I want to grow and learn as much as I can to get to those spots. It drives the, how should I say this, hunger to do that. And I'm like, okay, so they did this this way. But it definitely drives the hunger to want to be in the ring, be there. It was just a real feeling for me to be at the Performance Center again. So I was just like, okay, okay, I want to be in that ring. I want to do this.
Now, Ms. Laney, you, of course, talked about, you said the key word, you talked about motivation, which this next question would be, a fan asked you on Instagram, what's your biggest motivation?
Another twofold answer for me. The first motivation would be to make my family and my significant other proud of me, you know, and honestly, to make myself proud. I've never been one growing up who had confidence or thought I can do any big things in my life, and it's been nice to make myself proud even with my little steps. So that's been my biggest motivation, to be like the underdog earning my stripes, so to speak. And the second one would be to show people in the world that you don't have to be perfect. You don't have to be perfect looking or anything like that. You can just be yourself, and that's good enough to reach your goals and absolutely destroy them. So that's my motivation. Yeah, just to show the world that a 5 foot tall, non-athletic chick from Queens, New York can reach her goals.
Now, of course, I have to ask you this question. This is out of the blue. I've seen on your Facebook your workout that you're doing. I don't know if it's a home-based workout, and I've seen in different squares of what workout you do each day. I'm like, man, she's insane. What, you have to tell everybody listening live about the workouts you've been doing. I was like, man, she's doing like a mile. She's doing like 100 push-ups. I'm like, man, she's really getting in. Can you tell everybody listening live, Miss Laney, about the workout you're doing? I was like, man, that's crazy.
Okay, so for those that don't know, and if you don't know what this illness is, it's called hypothyroidism, where it basically slows down your metabolism. It causes a lot of things in your body to go wrong and slows down, like can make you gain weight, fogginess. So I decided, since I had the time at home, to absolutely work on my health and my body. So a lot of these workouts I've come up with on my own. Some of them have been given to me by my partner. Some of them I've gotten online, but I'm like, I'm going to push myself. Like the other day, I walked 3.5 miles to and from Walmart, but on the way home, I carried my bags of groceries with me. So about 2 miles back with bags of groceries in my hands. It was rough because you know that as well as I do. The Florida heat is no joke. And I walked back in the middle of the day with those bags. By the time I came back, I was sweaty Betty. But it's not pushing myself. So I'm going to do the hardest workouts I can find. I literally just finished a hard workout before we jumped on the line together. You know, it's about pushing yourself. And I decided I was going to make a challenge out of it. So I nicknamed it hashtag hypothyroid fit to show people, you know, you can still be lean, in shape, and healthy with hypothyroidism or with any illness that you have. You just have to push yourself.
Girl, I got to say, God bless you. You actually walked from and to, you walked 3 miles between Walmart and plus your base down in Orlando in that crazy weather, as hot as it can be. I was like, I saw that. I was like, and just listening to that, I was like, man, she ain't joking.
No, that one was rough. I walked in the door and literally drank the remaining 30 ounces left in my 40-ounce container. I was like, ice cold water stat. I need it. Help.
Now, Miss Laney, I, of course, when you told me this, I was really proud. I know everybody who supports you is proud of you as well. Now, things have gotten really wild for you, but in a good way. You actually had your referee trial with WWE. And that's something I've been wanting to know about. And you could talk to everybody listening live to the show about, I mean, trying out for one of the biggest promotions there is. How did that go?
It was, first, it came out of nowhere for me. I got the email, hey, we'd like to invite you. And people get months to get prepared for a tryout. I had 2.5 weeks. So that was a big one for me. And I almost tear up now even thinking about it. I feel so lucky, so blessed to have even been a part of it with some of the top athletes in the world. And I stuck it out. I hung through with a smile on my face, no matter how hard it was. This little dog was keeping herself moving and grooving because I wasn't going to give up. I wasn't going to surrender. And I knew I had to keep going. It was, but at the end of all of it, I still can't believe it's real. I'm literally sitting here now with, like, almost tearing up because that's how much that experience means to me. Because there was a lot of people who were doubters and didn't think I'd ever get there. Heck, I didn't even think I would get there ever, except for through the PC doors. Now I've done it, and I look at the T-shirts that are hanging in my closet. I look at those, and I'm like, so that was real. That happened. And it's one of the hardest 3 days of my life, but probably the most three rewarding days of my life. And I got to really show who I was as a person, as a 5-foot-tall, non-athletic little chickadee, and, you know, hopefully leave my mark and then to see good things out of me and keep growing and learning.
Well, I can really tell that big things are happening for you because you experienced what it's like to referee in WWE, but now you are currently refereeing for a top promotion around, which pretty much you think about it has some ties to WWE. Right now you're refereeing with WXW, and of course, as we are people who don't know, who are not familiar with WXW, is ran by, of course, the legendary Alpha, the Wild Samoan, which, of course, is a legend. We all know about definitely how the Wild Samoans, they roll. Now, looking how, of course, being there, what do you think they will expect from Lane Rosario going forward in WXW?
Being at WXW has actually helped me get ready for my tryout, and it's given me a lot of skills that I can go use moving forward. I've had a lot of good feedback there. I've gotten to be around one of, in my opinion, one of the all-time greats around this business and somebody who's a Hall of Famer in and of its own, and picking his brain about things like, how do I do this right? I've also gotten a lot of experience like using the headsets like they do on TV, because I call him Pops. I don't call him Alpha. Pops uses the headset. So I have experience doing that and time cues and learning from that experience. He expects his referee to be A1A, top professional in the ring, and know what we're doing and not make the match look bad or not make the talent look bad either. So it's been nice to have that experience and that feedback from him to learn and grow under somebody who's a wealth of knowledge.
That right there, you said earlier that you're about to cry because of everything you achieved, and I really believe there's nothing wrong with crying, especially if you're happy about something. And we all cry, of course, which I never want to see. We cry out being sad about something, but we also cry out of being happy about something. And you should be ecstatic. I mean, you know, WWE, WXW. I mean, you're working for, like I said, the legendary, you know, Alpha, the Wild Samoans. Like, Miss Lena, you are definitely there. And that's also, like you said, you're networking until, I'm sure we're all praying, I think it'll happen, of when, you know, WWE, they may ask you to come back.
I hope so, and that's my prayer, and that's what I work on every day, is just to make sure that, you know, they see what I'm doing, because that was only the first toe or foot in the door. My goal is to kick down that door and be the first, and I'm tearing up saying this, is to be the first Hispanic American female referee for the WWE, because those who don't know out there is I am half Puerto Rican, and representing that culture and being able to do it and being the one that speaks speaks Spanish and to represent my community proud would mean the world to me. Especially since I was raised by a strong Hispanic woman. Like, that to me means everything. Like I said, you can hear the shakiness of my voice. That opportunity meant the world to me and will always mean the world to me. And I just I just hope and pray every day, and I work as hard as I can to show that that may have been my foot in the door.
And actually, you know, Ms. Laney, and like you said too, I mean, you said, you know, you're thinking about tearing up on the show. I want to tear up on the show because, like I said, I can see for me, Between the Ropes Radio starting to get bigger, you know, more guests. I got a lot more projects coming up, in which I'll tell everybody on Facebook about. So we're all about to cry here on the show tonight, but and it's nothing wrong with that. But I do want to say on a lighter note, because everybody's about to cry, but Ms. Laney, you got it down being a referee. Can you tell us, do you have a saying that when a wrestler is driving you crazy, like if they're breaking the rules, do you have a one saying that you tell a wrestler, like, you're going to the shower, or don't trash me, put your head in the tree? Do you have a saying that you kind of tell wrestlers, back it up?
Okay, so being that I'm 5 foot tall and most of the wrestlers in the wrestling community are taller, I say, what, just because I'm short doesn't mean you don't have to listen to me. Okay, just because, and that's it, to be honest with you. I don't really have a slogan yet as far as that's concerned, but it's been a growing process because being 5 foot tall with people that much bigger, I basically just show them my stripes and say, hey, just because I'm 5 foot tall, I'm still wearing these stripes, you have to listen to me.
And you'll continue to get there, because like you said, I mean, you've only been doing this for a little bit, and I think you'll continue to get there and develop your own way of refereeing. I mean, of course, there's one way to be a referee, and that's not, you know, to follow the rules, but I'm sure there's terms of telling wrestlers to back it up and to, you know, obey the law in the ring, which is you. I'm sure you'll definitely get there, because it's like, seems like to me what you said on this entire show, you're way steps ahead of doing everything, and WWE helping, WXW, Ms. Laney, you are definitely there. And, of course, the one thing I want to ask you, Ms. Laney, if you could tell me and everybody else, because we are pretty much near the end of this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. It's been an evolution of Between the Ropes Radio, because my guest tonight was Ms. Laney Rosario. Ms. Laney, can you tell us what's up next for you in your journey in being a referee?
What's next on my journey is just continuing the path that I'm on, keep moving and grooving, making those counts 1, 2, 3, and taking names while I do it, just making sure that I'm learning and growing as much as I can, and, you know, making my way to the big time, because that's the goal for me. I'm not stopping now, and I said it the other day to somebody, is my journey from the flat track of being the Derby Doll to earning my stripes as Laney Rosario is far from over.
Well, we all know that your journey is definitely not over. It's going to continue to grow until you be the best referee you can possibly be out there. And Ms. Laney, you always know that it's your second time on the show, and I'm sure we're going to be doing more shows down the road in the future. I'm very proud of you, your family, your fans everywhere, and just keep your head high, in which we all know you'll keep on fighting and keep counting the threes.
I will definitely do. I didn't escape the crazy streets of flushing teens in New York for no reason. This girl grew up in the concrete jungle, and that's what made me fierce and strong. Yeah, and sometimes bossy. I mean, that happens too.
Well, Ms. Laney, I want to say thank you very much for being on this episode, this Saturday night before Easter episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Like I said, you're great, and when you're on the show, it's always a blast, and you know you're always welcome back for third time's a charm down the road. It's been awesome.
And we can call it counting to three.
Yeah, I said three. Here we go.
That's a good count.
but most importantly, stay safe, healthy, and all this crazy with this virus. You'll get there. Like I said, I want to see you at WrestleMania refereeing. So get it done.
From your mouth to God's ears, and that's the plan. So thank you.
Ms. Laney, it's always a pleasure. You have a wonderful, wonderful Easter holiday, and take care.
You too. Thanks again for having me on. And to all my bleacher creatures out there, stay safe, stay sane, and remember, your girl is here for you whenever you need her, and make sure to catch me on all social media to see what I'm up to and all the crazy shenanigans I get myself into.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard the lady. Check out Ms. Laney Rosario. the top. She's going to be at the top mountain of one of the best referees in pro wrestling. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Thank you for listening live to Between the Ropes Radio. Tonight was the evolution of one lady, Miss Lainey Rosario. Have a great Easter holiday. This is your boy Ty Asbury. Ayo. I'm out. Peace. Break us over.